Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. Today, I want to talk about why no contact isn't working. There are three main reasons. So if you're in no contact and you have not seen any movement yet, you've not heard from your ex, you're probably wondering what the heck is going on. Well, I'm about to tell you, so stay tuned. But before I do that, I want to remind you to be sure that you've subscribed so that you don't miss out on any future videos, and also tap the bell icon so you'll be notified when a new video is up. So two of the reasons why no contact isn't working or doesn't appear to be working, you will be happy with, and one of them you will not. So I'm going to sandwich that one in between the two good ones, all right? So let's go. So the first reason is it's too early. It's too soon. I see comments under videos saying, well, I've been in no contact for 3 days. I've been in no contact for a week. Well, I'm sorry. I know it feels like an eternity to you, but in the world of no contact, that's a drop in the bucket. That is nothing. If you've been following me for a while, then you probably know that you're most likely to hear from your ex between days 45 and 60. So that's 6 to 8 weeks. So 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that's nothing. So you just have to chill, trust the strategy, and work on yourself. Don't do anything to mess it up. Don't reach out thinking it's not working, or you're going to have to start the count all over again. You're going to set yourself back. So I know it's difficult, but a few days or a few weeks is not a long enough time for your ex to decide to come back or to miss you. It takes longer than that, because someone is not going to break up with you on Monday and get back with you on Friday. And if they do, it's because it was a fake breakup. Okay, so number two, the one you're not going to like, is they are done. Nothing can bring them back. Haven't you dated people that you know that you would never get back with? Even if they won the lottery, no matter what they did, you would never get back with them. Everyone has a breaking point, and it's possible that they may have reached it. The relationship must have spark of life left in it in order for no contact to work. And for those of you who watch Days of Our Lives, if you know of Dr. Rolf, who's this character who has developed this serum, this magic serum that brings people back from the dead. But as he explained recently in his German accent, which I can't do, basically he said, the serum doesn't bring people back from the dead. It brings them back from the brink of death. There must be a spark of life still left in them. And that's the same with no contact. If the relationship is totally dead, no contact, much as the serum, cannot bring them back. There must be a spark of life still left in the relationship. So only you know if you're at that point. Luckily, this is not usually the case. The people that have contacted me, they've somehow at some point heard from their ex. But once in a while, maybe there's just been too many breakups, or you did something that was the last straw, or they've found someone else and their interest level in them is so high that they don't care about the relationship with you anymore. It could be those reasons. So unfortunately, at that point, there's nothing anyone can do. So even if you have the magic serum, the magic strategy of no contact, there still has to be a spark of life left in the relationship. Otherwise, no contact will not get them back. And then finally, reason three, no contact is working, but you just don't see it. They may be on the brink of contacting you. They may be wondering if they should contact you. They may be changing their mind, but maybe they're afraid that you've moved on, or that you're mad at them, or that you don't want to talk to them. And so they need to get to the point where they say, okay, fine, I'm going to reach out, because you don't know what's going on with them. It takes a while for people to reverse their decision, because once people make a decision, they don't really want to go back on it. And the only thing that will change their mind is if their interest level in you goes up, and if they start to feel guilty, or if they realize they made a mistake and they start to feel anxious, then they may say, oh my God, I made a mistake. But that takes time. So even if they realize that, it may still take them time to reach out. So don't think that just because they haven't reached out yet, that they won't. So what can you do in the meantime? Continue with the no contact, obviously. And if you're starting to freak out and you need someone to talk to, then you can talk to me through private coaching, and we'll see if no contact is the best strategy for you. Usually it is. There are exceptions. Once in a while, I surprise my clients and I go, you know what? I want you to break no contact, or I want you to do this, which sounds like it goes against no contact. It really depends on your situation. Maybe your situation is an exception. Maybe it isn't. And so I just want to finish this off with a comment that someone had left that actually caused me to want to make this video, because I knew that a lot of people would be feeling this way. And he wrote, I did the no contact and she has not tried to contact me once. Of course, he didn't say how long it's been. She called and said she needed something. Well, then she tried to contact you. Why are you saying she didn't try to contact you? I didn't respond right away and she found another. So this no contact is crap. Raises value, BS. FOMO is BS. This whole video is BS. I'm just going to hurt till it stops hurting. So I understand. I understand your frustration. I don't know, as I said, how long he had been in no contact, but it is the best strategy to get someone back. So at some point, you have to operate on faith. You have to walk through the valley of the shadow of no contact, knowing that if you do not reach out, you probably will hear from your ex sooner or later. All right, so as I mentioned before, if you need help with that, getting through this dark period, contact me at theartoflove.net about a private coaching session. If you are listening on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.